Welcome to the Gifted to Give podcast. I am Brother Gian. If you're new to podcasting, you're in the right place. I can't wait to share to all of you how wonderful God is as we celebrate the 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Good day, listeners. We have once again Monsignor Achilles Dakay as he will preach and teach to us the good news of the gospel for this Sunday,
August 13, 2023.
We have a great number of listeners, downloads, and interactions. We at Gifted to Give Podcast would like to thank everyone for their support.
We are blessed to have our sponsor for our podcast, Podmetrics. Thank you so much, Podmetrics, for the support, and I urge everyone to support them as well.
And now, without further ado, please join us in welcoming Monsignor Achilles Dakay.
Good morning to all of you on this second sunny Friday of August, August 11. Today is the great feast of a great saint, Santa Clara, Saint Clare. Saint Clare, as you may remember, was a beloved disciple of Saint Francis of Assisi. Clare was born of a noble family at Assisi. And when, as disciple of Saint Francis of Assisi, when she was so enamored with him that as he founded the Franciscan friars, she founded also the Poor Clares. The Poor Clares are with us in the Archdiocese of Cebu. Their monastery is in Tayud Consolacion. It's their feast today. And tomorrow is another feast of another great saint, Saint Francis de Chantal. Francis was a married woman to the Baron of de Chantal. They had 6 children, but when she became a widow, she founded the Visitation Nuns. So there you have a single woman and a married woman, Saint Clare and Saint Francis de Chantal, who have become saints. So we exclaim with Saint Augustine, if they can, why can't I? So we are now going to the next Sunday, the 19th Sunday in ordinary time. Again, during these week Sundays and weekdays in ordinary time, we try to learn more and more about Jesus so that we may love him more dearly and follow him more closely. This Sunday, on the 19th Sunday in ordinary time, the cycles ABC Gospels precisely teach us one more thing, or one thing more about Jesus Christ. In Matthew 14:22-33, which is the assigned cycle A gospel for next Sunday, we learn something about Jesus. So before we read from our Bible or listen to the reading, let us pray. Almighty Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us that we may read your word with faith, reflect on it with hope, and realize it with love. Following the example of your only begotten Son, from whom we learn and we find freedom, fulfillment, and a future with you forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Matthew 14, 22, 33.
After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Thank you very much. You must have heard this gospel many, many times before. You must have heard many, many homilies on this gospel, because this gospel, I repeat, can be studied from different angles and under different aspects for different applications. There are many themes that we can preach on, but I invite you, I invite your attention to just one point, other than the usual and the traditional. Why do you think Jesus walked on the waters? Why do you think Jesus was able to calm down the strong winds and the high waves? Why do you think the disciples worshipped him as the true Son of God? The answer is because Jesus here is trying to prove that he is indeed the author of nature, that he is over and above nature, that he is God, that Jesus is God made man. That is the very point I'd like you to highlight, and let us drive it home. You see, we are living in this materialistic world. We are living in this very sensual society. What matters now is matter. And matter is what is perceived by the senses. Materialistic, sensual world we are living in. So it is now our duty and our salvation to precisely deepen our faith in the divinity of Jesus, and therefore in the existence of God, because there is no denying it. There are among us in this world and in this life atheists of two kinds, the theoretical and the practical atheists. The theoretical atheists are those men and women who do not believe and cannot believe that there is God. And the practical atheists are those who, yes, they believe there is God, but they behave as if there were none. Theoretical and practical atheists. It is now, I repeat, our duty and our salvation to share with them our firm belief by our faithful behavior. The question, therefore, how? If we go to the Gospel Cycle B, according to St. John, we hear Jesus saying to the crowds, not one time, not two times, but three times, I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. If he has come down from heaven, he must be God. That's why the crowds could not believe their ears when they heard Jesus say that I am God, I have come down from heaven. Let us therefore try to reflect on this. Jesus, by walking on the water of the Sea of Galilee, was performing a miracle. What is a miracle? A miracle is an act that can be done by us human beings, but more so by God, easily, faster. He can, of course, use a jet ski to walk on the waters, but Jesus did not. On his own 2 feet, he walked on the water. When Jesus changed those 6 stone jars filled with water to the brim, when he changed the water immediately, easily, to wine, he was performing a miracle. When Jesus multiplied those 5 loaves of bread and distributed to feed 5,000 men without counting the women and children, that was a miracle. This one, I repeat, is a miracle. We can, of course, walk on the waters with a jet ski. San Miguel Brewery, of course, can make water through the grapes into wine. And the bakeries, of course, can make bread. But through a process, a long process, not instantly. That's a miracle. But when Jesus said, I am the living bread, he was proclaiming a mystery. And what is a mystery? A truth that we can understand, but not fully. Not fully unless and until he reveals to us. When he says, therefore, I am the bread of life, it's a mystery which we cannot fully understand. When he says, I am the resurrection and life, I am the way, the truth, and the life, I am the light of the world, I am the good shepherd, all these I am sayings of Jesus precisely mean that he is over and above man, that he is God. He is God and not just divine. Remember we are now coexisting with precisely people, Filipinos, who still do not believe that Jesus is God, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Iglesia ni Cristo, Kibuloy, some of the Aglipayans, they do not believe that Jesus is God. And they may not at all believe in the God that we believe in, who has been made flesh, the Word made flesh, the God made man. When Jesus, therefore, walked on the water, he was performing, I repeat, a miracle. When Jesus was saying, "I am the bread of life," he was telling the truth, a mystery. And so, here we have, when therefore, in the Gospel according to St. Luke, the Cycle C Gospel, Jesus, in a parable, compared himself to a master who has come from a wedding feast. But the servants did not know at what time nor on what day. Because this master has the right to come and go at any time in his eternity. Because the master here represents precisely Jesus himself, who as God made man can come and go anytime. That's why now we are awaiting the coming, the second coming of our Lord. We do not know when nor where. We are awaiting the hour of our death. We do not know at what hour nor on what day. So this is it. Jesus, whom we know here in Cebu alone, we know Jesus as Señor Santo Niño. We know Jesus as Christ the King. We know Jesus as with a Sacred Heart. We know Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. We know Jesus on the Holy Cross. And we know Jesus in the agony in the garden. But above all, we know Jesus as God, anytime, anywhere. And this is what makes us different from other religions, because the founder of our religion, Christianity, Christ himself, as God made man, the only founder who knew who his mother would be, where he would be born, and how he would die. Our belief in the mystery of God, in the divinity of Jesus, God, not just divine, but God, Jesus. And so we worship him, we pray to him, we praise him, we thank him, we petition him, not as our patron saint, but as our protector and our provider. Señor Santo Niño, as God, is not our patron saint. He is the God to whom we pray. It's the Our Lady of Guadalupe, who is the patroness of Cebu. We ask her to pray to Señor Santo Niño. That's how it is. But I repeat, it is our duty and our salvation not only to deepen our faith in Jesus as God made man, but also to share with the atheists, the theoretical as well as the practical atheists, this firm belief by our faithful behavior. Here I pause for some of your reflections and questions which I'm sure you must have formulated already. Monsignor Dacca here. Over and out.
And now, words from our sponsor. If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use the referral code 500YOCCebu so you can monetize your podcast too. Thank you, Podmetrics. And now, back to our podcast.
Good AM, Mons.
Good AM.
Thank you for also discussing the lives of the saints, Saint Clare and the poor Clares, and Saint Francis de Chantal, a married and widowed who became saints. Very inspirational to know them and remember indeed our call to become saints too.
That's right. Saint Augustine has said, I already said it, if they could make themselves saints, why can't I? And Saint Thomas Aquinas, when asked, how do you become a saint? Saint Thomas Aquinas said, just will it. Just will it.
Hello, Mons.
Hello.
I love your reminder that our faithful behavior is a witnessing that we see God as our King and God. Beautiful reminder indeed. Thanks, Moms.
Therefore, we should try to behave accordingly as baptized persons, as believers in Jesus, God made man. Examples, good examples, are what we need. Not only that we may deepen our faith, but also share our faith with others. Good examples. If we therefore firmly believe that Jesus is God, then whatever he commands must be true, and he therefore must be trustworthy, and we do not doubt his existence.
Good day, Amons. I always look forward to our Bible study every Friday. Another great reflection today on how to behave as Christians and be good examples. Thank you always, Mon.
Therefore, if we look at Jesus and listen to him and learn from him and live by him as God made man, we also see God as Jesus himself said in reply to the Apostle Philip. The Apostle Philip one day asked Jesus, Lord, show us the Father. That is all we need. And Jesus said, Philip, I have been with you for a long, long time, and you still do not believe that whoever has seen me, has seen the Father, with the eyes of faith, of course. So, those whom may not see God in Jesus may not believe in God at all. Because Jesus, precisely the living bread from heaven, has come to us, the Word made flesh, so that we may go to God. He has come here to be a man, so that we men may become like God.
Hi, Mons.
Hi.
I have teenage children. How do I keep them from straying from the faith? They go with us on Sundays and other traditions, but their friends are not believers. Your wisdom will be helpful, Mons.
Good question, which I shall answer next week. Because next week we will be talking about how a family can be divided because of what Christ has commanded us to do.
Thank you that our Bible study includes the saints having a feast day, beautiful proof of actual human beings following Christ in difficulties and in joy. We may not be saints officially declared by the church, but we can be unknown but known by God alone. Salamat mo.
Holiness is just being different from others. Holiness is being sacred, meaning segregated from others, set apart from others. The Bible, for example, is a holy book because it is different from other books. It's set apart from other books, segregated, sacred. It's easy to do that. Just try to uphold the virtues and the values that Christ has told us to precisely develop in us, that we may be faithful subjects of His kingdom of heaven on earth, meaning the church, meaning the domestic church, especially the family. What else?
Thank you for the fresh and not usual reflection on Sunday's gospel. You always make us think and ponder, and get closer to Christ.
Because usually, traditionally, this miracle, Jesus walks on the water, is the third miracle that we have always been highlighting to prove that Jesus has power over His body, He has power over wine, and has power over bread. That's why He can transubstantiate the bread and wine into His body and blood in the Eucharist. That is the usual traditional homily on this miracle. But I am trying to call your attention to another point that we can drive home and be still taught and hopefully learn a lesson. A beautiful homily can be preached about Peter. Peter said, "Lord, let me walk on the water also." And Jesus said, "Okay, you come." But when Peter looked around and the winds were very strong and the waves were very high, he lost trust in Jesus and his faith was very little, at least enough to say, "Lord, save me." Jesus said, "Oh, you of little feet." little feet. His feet sunk. Anyway, so there is always a lot of points to highlight from in any gospel.
Pariharani gospel when Jesus said, "Be still," or "Lahi sadna sa gospel."
No, again.
It's the same but daw with the gospel, "Be still." Be still.
Yeah, that's right. Jesus, as author of nature, can calm down a storm. He is over and above nature. Therefore, he is the creator, the author of nature, God. He can say, "Be still, be calm." He can do that, but that is, we shall be talking about this again. Faith, Jesus said, if your faith grows up and becomes big like a mustard seed, your faith, belief in God, becomes trust. Ang imong pagtuo, mahimong pagsalig. Musalig ka sa Diyos that He has the power to move mountains from the mountains to the seas. It is not your faith that moves the mountains. It is your faith, your trust in God who moves the mountains to the seas. So do not believe in faith healing in that sense. It is you who moved, who cured, etc. No. Your faith that has become trust in God, and God has the power to precisely move mountains. It is not your faith that move mountains, it is mountains that move your faith. So, here we pause for the final blessing. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So welcome again to our next Bible study online, God willing.
Wow, that was an amazing talk given by Monsignor Achilles Dakai. We are so grateful for the Lord for sending Monsignor Dakai to share God's word to all of us. We would like to thank again Monsignor Achilles Dakai, and also to our heartfelt gratitude goes to all of you who joined, interacted, and asked a question for Monsignor Dakai. Hear more from Monsignor Dakai again next weekend. This is once again the Gifted to Give podcast for your ears only. I am Brother Gian signing off. Have a blessed Sunday to all, and to God be the glory.
You have just listened to the Gifted to Give podcast with your hosts, Brother Gian, Brother John, and Father Jojo. Catch our next episode. This episode of the Gifted to Give podcast was brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to our Facebook page at 500 Years of Christianity, Archdiocese of Cebu. If you love the Gifted to Give podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review everywhere you listen to your podcast. Till next time.